I have gotten more Instagram DMs at Rosenberg.Sydney, at Rosenberg.Sydney, more tweets at Sid Rosenberg, and more Facebook messages, direct messages, Sid Rosenberg, than ever about one guest. It's not Bill O'Reilly. It's not Bo Dietl. It's not Peter King. None of these folks. It's my mother. So she was on once before. She made this very famous comment.
This creature in the White House.
That's right. That's she referred to Joe Biden as the creature in the White House. And they loved her. Getting your mother back, getting your mother back. What better time than the day before Thanksgiving? So with that said, making her return, Naomi Rosenberg, my mom. Hi, Mom.
Good morning, Sidney Rosenberg. How are you today?
More importantly, how are you, Mom?
I'm doing the best I can. It's not a good time or a great time for us, as you know, for you and I.
Yeah.
It's we're trying to get through it the best we can, but it's a sad time for us, not having Daddy with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the way, happy birthday to our gorgeous, wonderful Gabriel. Today's his actual birthday, I know.
Ma, he's a teenager. He's a teenager, Ma.
I can't believe
that. Isn't that crazy?
When did this happen? When did this happen to Gabriel? We didn't get older. Only the children did. Don't
right.
you know that?
I guess.
We don't get older. Only they do.
I mean, Mom, I'm going to be I'm going to be 55 in April.
Oh, my God.
We have the same birthday, you and I. So.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to have a birthday. You're going to be 55. One thing, there's an old saying. It's been around long before me. And I won't see 80 again, as we all know. But with that said, they said you never ask a woman her age or how much she weighs.
Right.
That's an old, old saying.
Yeah.
So we won't even discuss numbers. But I feel, I don't feel my age, except emotionally, as I said, to reiterate, because of Dad.
Yeah.
But other than that, I still jog every day, and I do what I have to do, and life is what it is. We make the best of it.
Well, you look great.
Especially
you sound
with
great.
What's going. Thank you. And their celebration for Gabriel was absolutely beautiful. It was just, I couldn't put words to it. Everybody said how wonderful it was.
It was. It was a wonderful day. And you were great.
Danielle and you did a great, great job.
Thank you.
Really did.
Thank
it was wonderful. Yeah. And Gabriel, upon his Haftorah and the whole nine yards, he did a wonderful job.
You spent a lot of time that day with Bo Dietl. You and Bo, I think you like almost made out at some point, Mom.
I don't know about that.
Well, it's close. But you like Bo Dietl. Bo Dietl, Arthur Idala, they all spent a lot of time with you.
Yes, yes, wonderful. They're wonderful people.
Yeah.
They really are. They're good people.
So what are you doing tomorrow? Are you going to be at Ray Sherry? My sister, Ray Sherry.
Well, yeah, tomorrow I will be with your sister, Ray Sherry, for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, Sydney, I don't really celebrate holidays per se, because like I said, to reiterate, it's a hard time to be without Daddy, you know?
Especially this holiday. In fact, the last time I saw Daddy was 2 years ago. It was Thanksgiving. That was the last time.
Yeah, so you know, we were together by Tamara.
Yes.
So, which I was invited again, but of course I declined because I want to be in my house. You know, I want to be home. I'll have a bite to eat and then come home and feel his presence in the house. And with that said, we have to be thankful for whatever little bit we have, considering what's going on in this world today with these creatures. This creature that we have to refer to as, not I won't say our, the president, not in my world, Sidney Ferris, not in my world. He may be the president of somebody's outhouse, but he's not the president of my country, the United States of America. He is useless. He has created such havoc in this world, in this country, that it's unspeakable. It's just unspeakable. And the swamp around him, these creatures that work with him and around him, his mouthpiece, Jen, because he has nothing comes out of his mouth. His mouth moves like a ventriloquist, but nothing comes out of his mouth. It's this Jen, his lady, Jen. She's his mouthpiece. And to talk to her or listen to her, oh, Lord above us. Where did they get this?
Listen, Mom, I remember you used to, and don't get too crazy with this because I'm nervous, okay? So, but I remember how
don't
you felt
nervous.
About.
I won't say anything incorrect. I'm just stating facts.
All right. No, you on the show, yes. So I know you didn't like Barack Obama, and you don't have to go into the whole thing with Daddy and Barack Obama, healthcare, all that stuff. But right. I know you didn't like him. But I have to think that you like this guy even less, or no?
Oh, not even comparison. And like I said, we were personally hit by Obama, by his Medicare, not his
healthcare,
whatever.
Right. Obamacare, right.
Yeah, his healthcare.
Right.
And so that Daddy was personally hit by this because we dealt with, as you know, hospitals, big places.
Sure.
And we were really, like, hurt badly, you know, business-wise. But as far as, like, a human being, first of all, couldn't take away from Obama. He was a wonderful speaker.
Yes.
I mean, he was a wonderful, he was articulate, he spoke well. This creature in the White House, he has no voice. He has a voice through this, they call her Jen. Jen, I'd like to take my fist and smack it right in her face. Because she lies,
yeah.
Everything out of her mouth. Does she have anything normal to say other than a lie?
No.
So, I mean, what are we talking about here? And the rest of them? And what about all these people who are aligned to him in Silicon Valley? Are they getting on their private jets tomorrow to go to one of their million, zillion-dollar homes to sit at the table with the finest of linen and glassware and silver and china dishes? Huh? Are they going to be worried about that they got to fill up their airplanes with gas or their cars with gas as the people who are hardworking people who are going to be sitting at the table tomorrow and thinking, well, what if I can afford the turkey? If I can get the turkey, can I afford some of the side dishes? And what will be the least expensive side dish that I could have to feed my family? Do they have to worry about that?
Ma, you always, but listen, tomorrow's Thanksgiving and,
yes.
We're supposed to be thankful, and we're supposed to be, I don't know, somewhat
humble.
Somewhat humble, right? And the way you're talking about Jen Psaki, Mom, it's not very nice. It's not very nice, Mom.
Well, it's a fact.
Oh, okay.
It's a fact. What is she? Who is she?
F her.
Where is she? I mean, for sure. No decent person would want to even do that. Jen Psaki. What is
she? Well, I don't mean literally, Mom.
Literally or not. No. I mean, this woman is... I mean, she's got the nerve to stand up there and say things about people that make no sense at all. I mean, and what is this? What is this? I mean, with this, now we're going to dip into our reserve and use that 50 million gallons of you know, what we need to fill our cars.
Thank God you don't have the Jaguar anymore. That would have been like $1 million just to fill the tank once.
I mean, forget. And what about heating my house, Sydney?
Oh, my God. Quentin Road would have been $1 billion. I know.
I mean, I won't be able to heat this building. Well, I will, of course.
Of course.
I will not, because they'll never get to me.
Not you.
They'll never get
Bastards.
To me. But,
nope.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You just cannot make this stuff up. We, like you say, we should be thankful. And I am thankful for all the good health of people I love, my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and people other than my own family and flesh and blood. I do care about other people. I really do. But these creatures in the White House and who they associate with,
yeah.
I mean, we have to go to Russia and beg them for oil? Is this
animal? Ma, I hate to tell you, but you go to a Russian nail lady a lot. I know that.
No, not anymore. No, I haven't for years.
Oh, really?
Not for years.
You used to go all the time. You used to love the Russian.
No, I used to travel 5 hours like an idiot to Brooklyn to have my nails done. That's long over.
That's over. Okay.
And it's a good thing that I don't do that because where would I get the gas money?
That's right.
Where would I get this to travel back and forth? 110 miles away from Manhattan or Brooklyn.
So you know who's coming into the studio? He's on his way in right now. He's listening to the whole conversation. He says, oh, my God, your mom, she sounds exactly the way she did 40 years ago. It's the same kid, Mom, who with a pen ruined the back of Daddy's back seat when he had the car for like a week. And he's now like the most famous defense attorney outside your daughter-in-law in the world, Joe Tacopina. And he sends his love to you. You remember Joseph?
Oh, of course. How could I forget that wonderful young man? I send my love to him as well. Listen, he's a big shot now, and more importantly, he has a nice big family. Yeah. I believe he has 5 children.
He does. Yeah.
I mean, he's brought nice people into this world. I'm sure his children are wonderful like he was and is. So we're thankful for that, too. We're thankful that at least people that we knew and young men, young boys and little boys that we knew grew up to be wholesome, God-loving, wonderful United States, wonderful people.
Some of that's true. I don't know about all that. You did meet Margot Katsimatidis at Gabe's Bar Mitzvah. Isn't she a wonderful lady?
Oh, she's a wonderful, 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 warm, wonderful woman. Just wonderful. It was a pleasure really sitting next to her and being with her. She's bright. I was filling her in on some of the things that were going on and translating what was going on from Judaism to Christianity, some of the things that we do that we have in common with our Christian folk.
Yep.
And she was very appreciative because she was really like enlightened to things that she wouldn't actually know.
They're very spiritual people. They're very spiritual people, her and John, and good religious people.
I didn't get to speak with John. I did see him and say hello and greet him, but I really didn't get to speak with him. But they are wonderful people, and they do wonderful things. And they're wonderful to my son, Sidney Ferris Rosenberg.
That's me. Well, listen.
How good is that?
That's great. I know tomorrow's tough. It's tough on me, too.
Yes.
But I love you. And
you know, I didn't get to really know what you're doing tomorrow, actually.
I'm not doing anything tomorrow, Mom. It's a hard day for me.
Dinner?
We're going to go out for dinner. We're probably going to go to Red Rooster in Harlem, something like that, which we did a couple of years. It's very nice, you know, and it's not far. But I'm not ready yet to celebrate Thanksgiving. Not yet.
No, I'm not either, son. I'm not ready to do this. I mean, it's still too fresh in my mind. I don't know that I'll ever get by it. I don't celebrate any holiday. I don't observe or celebrate, and I cannot. It's a very tough time. Daddy loved life, and certainly Sidney Ferris. One thing that your dad did love was food. He loved food of all kinds. Well, there was no problem feeding him at any table because he loved food. We're going to have to get by it the best we can. I pray that all my kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids are happy and safe and healthy. And that's all I can ask for at this point in time in my life. Other than that, I don't really expect or want anything from anyone, Sidney. Just love in return and caring. Other than that, I really don't. Again, we have to focus on what's going on in this world because right now it doesn't look good.
No.
I know that Hannity had Trump on.
Yes.
Did you see that?
It was great. Yes, Trump was great. You're a Fox News junkie. You watch Fox News like I used to watch sports.
That's all I listen to.
Yeah.
Sidney Ferris, that's all I listen to.
Yeah.
I don't listen to any other channel because, first of all, I can't stand. They're not practical, and they don't state facts. They're strictly biased. It's what they want to, you know, spew to the American people, which is disgusting. So at least with Fox, at least I get to hear what I want to hear.
No, they're good.
I thought that interview was absolutely incredible.
It was.
I thought he did very well.
He did do very
well.
Hopefully he'll be the president again.
People say,
hopefully he'll be the president again.
We've got to get past 2022. I mean, that's we got to get past this, Sidney. And get the
You want my job? You want my job, Mom? I mean, you're so well-versed in this. I can't believe this. It's unbelievable.
Well, because I have to be up on... Listen, listen, my days are done, Sidney. Whatever I have on this earth, in this world, I have it. That's it. But I'm worried about my children and grandchildren.
Yeah.
Because what they're doing to this country is unconscionable.
All right, I have to go. I have to go. I have to go. There's commercials. I have to, this whole thing.
Yes, you must do that.
Yeah.
Love to everybody at your show.
Right.
God watch you, all of you. And to my Danielle and my children, God watch you. And be in touch, and we'll talk again.
You were even better this time than last time, Mom. That's how great you were.
Thank you, my son.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
I love you more, my child.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm one and only son. I love you. God watch you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.